Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Have a little respect for the dying. You're not dying. I'm hoping to. Tell me something.
Yeah?
That awful girl at the party last night.
Yeah?
The one who kept giggling and trying to do a striptease?
Yeah.
That was me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Eleanor must hate me. It was her wedding reception and I ruined it.
She didn't even notice. Her labor pains started and they rushed her off to the hospital.
Last night?
Yeah, she had a boy. 7 pounds, 8 ounces.
Oh, wonderful.
I sure hope that baby doesn't keep them awake at night on their honeymoon.
Look at that.
I'd rather take a bath.
It's all your fault. You know you made the punch.
There was nothing wrong with the punch.
Oh? Then why did the ladle turn green?
I never made punch before. Maybe there was something wrong with the gin. Or the tequila. Or the whiskey. Or the rum. Or the vodka. Or the...
There's a man in there.
A what?
A man, a guy.
Yeah, asleep in the bathtub.
Huh.
See?
Yeah.
Is he a friend of yours?
No. I never saw him before.
Maybe he's a burglar.
Oh, sure. He came in to steal the bathtub and fell asleep on the job.
We just can't leave him in there. I mean, there's a girl coming to look in Eleanor's room.
Oh, that's no problem. We'll just keep her out of the bathroom.
What if she has to use the bathroom?
That could be a problem.
Wait. Oh,
Good evening.
Good morning.
Good Lord, is it morning?
Yes, yes it is. And if you don't mind a stupid question, who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Jack. Jack Triple. Hey, that water's wet. You don't happen to have a towel handy?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm Chrissy.
Hi.
And this is Janet.
Oh, yeah. I remember you. You were at the party last night.
We gave the party last night.
Well, I was one of your guests. I came with a friend who knew one of the gate crashers.
Why were you sleeping in the bathtub?
Huh? I don't know. I last thing I remember, I had a glass of that terrible punch, and then everything went black.
And green.
Isn't there another girl who lives with you? The one who was, you know...
Eleanor. Yeah, she had a boy.
Yeah, she must have. I'm sorry. I better be going.
Good.
You can't go out like that. Take your clothes off first.
That party upstairs kept me awake till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really? I didn't think you could hear it over your snoring.
I wouldn't have minded if I'd been invited.
Oh, you wouldn't have liked it, Stanley. All those young girls. You're not up to it.
What does that mean?
It's all you can do to keep the pot boiling down here.
Well, those girls better watch it or out they go. Look at that crack in the ceiling. Their party did that.
Oh, that wasn't the party, Stanley. That was the earthquake.
What earthquake?
The big one. Don't you remember? Oh, it was thrilling.
Thrilling?
Yeah, it was the first time our bed moved in years.
Will you get your mind out of the bed and onto the ceiling? This is my building. They should get my permission before they throw parties like that.
Oh, come on, Stanley. It was just a little party, a going-away party for one of the girls. If you'd go away, I'd give a party.
You know, it's a shame you don't live in India. You'd be sacred there.
And contented.
All right, which one of us is going to go up and complain?
Well, I think it should be the head of the house.
Right.
I'll go as soon as my nails are dry.
Pants? Socks? Shorts? Anything else?
Only things that don't come off.
Here, you can put this on.
Me? Wear this? You've got to be kidding.
Eleanor didn't like it either. That's why she left it behind.
Yeah, but...
It's the only thing we have that'll fit you.
Don't say anything.
What do you think? I can't tell. I'm used to seeing it pregnant.
If the guys at the gym could see me now, they'd make me turn in my towel.
Sure.
The oven?
Can you think of a better way to dry them?
Not too well done, huh? You don't happen to have a razor, do you?
Yeah, you can borrow mine.
Great.
There you go. I have a very light beard.
Do you have any shaving cream?
No.
It's gonna be painful.
Wait! Try this.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. This will be fine. What is it?
We use it to clean the sink.
Oh, boy. You really loused up that toast.
It's not my fault. Eleanor didn't leave the recipe. Are the scrambled eggs ready yet?
Yeah, for the garbage pail.
What's cooking?
Breakfast. You're just in time.
Oh, do you mind if I eat in my boots?
I'd rather you ate off the table.
It started out as scrambled eggs.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure it's delicious. This is horrible. Ow.
Do you think you could do any better?
The proof will be in the eating. Let me see what you got in here. Okay, eggs, butter, mushrooms, an onion. We'll start with that.
Start what?
Eggs Madeira Funchal. Can you boil an egg?
Well, I don't know. Eleanor always did the cooking.
Are you sure that you know what you're doing?
Oh, yes. I'm studying to be a chef at the L.A. Technical College. You are looking at the Galloping Gourmet of 1980.
Oh, it takes that long.
You have to learn how to trot before you can gallop. Who said that? Now, for my special touch, I'll need some breadcrumbs.
I think I have some in my bed.
Never mind. I'll make my own.
Well, that's
silly. Nobody makes breadcrumbs. They just sort of fall off the bread.
Wine. I need some wine. Do you have a bottle?
No. Oh, but I can make one up from the party leftovers.
Good.
Oh, does it have to be all one color?
Mm-hmm. Could you get me a heaping tablespoon of milk?
Yeah. Heaping?
Oh, no, it's fine.
Who is it?
It's Mrs. Roper.
Oh, come in.
Hey, don't you lock your door?
Whenever I think of it.
Oh, you shouldn't take any chances. You know, there have been a lot of robberies in this neighborhood lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, look, honey, about all that noise you were making last night.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Roper, I am really sorry. I was going to come down.
Yeah, right through the ceiling, we thought. I didn't mind all the music, but, all that foul language.
There wasn't any foul language.
You weren't down there with Mr. Roper.
Well, we weren't the only ones making noise. He was beating on the ceiling with a broom handle.
I know. Now, just keep it down next time, okay?
Okay.
You know what Mr. Roper's like. I won't have any weirdos or hanky-panky in my house. He thinks Queen Victoria was a swinger.
Where's that wine? Oh, hi.
Here it is, and hurry up. I'm really starving.
What's that?
Oh, girlfriend spent the night here last night.
Girlfriend, look.
She looks dreadful without makeup, doesn't she? Roper, you go down there and tell Mr. Roper that I promise that we are going to be quiet from now on. Do you study cooking full time?
Weekdays from 8 till 2. The rest of the time I pick up odd jobs. How about you? What do you do?
I work in a pool.
You're a lifeguard?
She means a typing pool.
You're a typist? With a shape like that?
Oh, it doesn't get in the way.
No, what I meant was you're great looking.
Oh, thank you.
And to keep all that hidden.
I think your onions are overheating.
Janet works in a flower shop. Isn't that exciting?
Terrific.
I'll get it.
As far as I'm concerned, she's already got it.
Hi.
Patricia Crawford.
No, I'm Chrissy Snow.
I'm Patricia Crawford. I've come to look at your apartment.
Oh, yeah. We're expecting you. You can use the bathroom now.
Must I?
A man up there in woman's clothes?
That's right, Stanley. He was wearing a girl's dressing gown, but he didn't fool me.
He sure was a man, not a woman. They all look alike nowadays.
After me, they don't. Besides, I could see some little hairs on his chest peeping out.
Well, that doesn't prove anything. Look at your mother.
Look, I don't care whether you believe me or not, but it was a man.
I wonder what game is going on up there.
Oh, probably something delightfully kinky that only three can play.
Yeah. I'm going up there and bounce him right out on his ear.
Well, it is small, of course, but then most of the time I'll be out here with you gals chin-wagging.
Yes. This is the kitchen where we chin our wags, and this is Jack Tripper.
Hi.
How do you do?
We found him in the bathtub.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I found a spider in the bath once. You know they crawl up the drain pipe? Oh, it was a horrible, hairy little thing. I just opened my mouth and screamed. I've kept the plug in it ever since.
She could have fooled me. Well, Patricia.
My friends call me Pattykins.
Okay. Patricia, the thing is...
Well, we have a lot of other girls coming to look at the apartment.
We have?
Well, we better have.
Well, I could always come back tomorrow.
Well.
All right, where is he?
Mr. Roper.
There you are. You know, those clothes don't fool me a bit.
This is our landlord.
How do you do? I was just telling the girls, what a charming...
Take off those clothes.
I beg your pardon?
I beg your pardon? Don't even sound like a girl. What do you think this is? I mean, anybody can see that those aren't real. What made you think that you could... Mistake anybody could make. I mean, they don't look real. No. I mean, they look like a pair of, like a couple of. Oh.
He touched my bosom.
You think he's taking too much Geritol?
I couldn't. I just couldn't live in the same house with a man. I couldn't do it. He didn't even say please.
Come and get it. You sit here, Chrissy.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, you sit there. I hope it's all right. It's the best I could do under these primitive conditions. You don't care for it, huh? Oh, it's nothing really. Any genius could have done it. My specialty is les langoustines grillées au beurre saffron avec la salade d'ussette.
What's that?
French. Eventually, I'm hoping to open up a little restaurant for people who can really appreciate high prices.
This breakfast is good enough to eat.
Thank you. I enjoyed making it. I don't get a chance to practice much at the YMCA.
Is that where you're staying?
I can't afford any place else unless I can find someone to share an apartment with.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so.
Good. Listen, Jack, how would you like...
I like it already.
But first, let's just talk it over. Would you excuse us for a minute?
Over, Jen. I mean, I think he'd make a terrific roommate.
Oh, so do I.
Okay, let's ask him.
No. Before we rush into this, I think that we should add up the pluses and the minuses.
All right.
Okay. He is a great cook.
Plus.
He would be good protection for us around the house.
Plus.
He's very good looking.
Plus.
Minus. You saw the way he was looking at you in there. I know you, Chrissy. You have a very low melting point.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just a little bit of sweet talk and you fall apart. Look what happened with Frank.
I know. But Frank seemed so nice. He said he wanted me for a friend.
Yeah, and then the next night he brought the friend.
You're right. But with Jack, I'll be strong.
No. It will not work. You can't help yourself, Chrissy. So, I'm afraid you know what the answer's gotta be.
Yeah. You'll have to be strong enough for both of us.
Here's your din-din.
I'm telling you, Helen, it was a woman. I have a very sensitive finger.
Look, Stanley, I know a man when I see one. Mainly from memory, of course.
What does that mean?
Well, it's been a long time since you laid your finger on me.
You know something, Helen? You've got enough mouth for three lips.
care what you say, Stanley. It's a him.
It's a her.
It's a him.
I was up there. Well, I know what I saw.
I was up there.
It was a her.
Me move in here with you two?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Of course, you'll have to share everything.
Gladly.
The rent, the food, the phone bill.
Oh, those. Yeah, sure.
Right. Well, what do you say?
I need time to think it over. I'll take it.
But first, let's just get one little thing straight. That is your room, and this is our room. One false move, and we take you right to the vet. You can move in as soon as you like. Hi.
Sorry to barge in on you again like this, but me and the wife are having a little disagreement about a certain matter of sex.
You want to borrow a book?
No, I don't want to borrow a book.
No, it's about him.
Him? No, he's not the one. No, no, no. No, definitely not. Definitely not.
This is our landlord. He's always doing that.
Hi. Tripper, Jack Tripper. I'm moving
no,
in
No, the one I saw was completely... Oh, no, you're not.
I'm not.
Are you crazy moving in with two girls? Not
wait,
my
wait,
building
Wait a minute.
All.
It'll be strictly platonic.
Well, I don't care what it is. What does that mean?
Like you and me, Stanley.
Even so, you can't move in here.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll put my pants on.
You must, you must.
You know what I mean? Why do you have them off in the first place?
They probably clashed with his dressing gown.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Yeah, so am I. That landlord of yours is really the pits. Ah, hot, hot. I shouldn't have let him push me around, you know. I should have laid right into him.
Well, you still can.
You won't mind?
No. I'd enjoy it.
You would?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Mr. Roper, I have something I want to tell you. I wouldn't live under your
all
roof
right.
for all the tea.
All right, son. Janet just explained it to us. I'm sorry I misjudged you.
Oh?
You can move in. It's all right.
Oh.
And we hope you'll be very happy here, dear.
Oh.
Ta-ta.
How did you get him to change his mind?
Easy. I just convinced him that nothing would happen between Jack and us.
How did you do that?
Well, I told him that Jack was a decent, respectable, hard-working young man.
And that did it?
Not quite. I also told him that you were gay.
Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.